When Nathan Crook of Manhattan Beach was 3 years old, a year ago, his dad, David, noticed something disturbing.
We went through a period where he was using it a lot. I felt like he was getting a little addicted to it, so I've curtailed his use of it. I don't let him use it during the week most of the time.
The toddler was seemingly getting addicted to, was the family's iPad, a wonder of 21st century technology that has some child development experts worrying may become a scourge.
Whether it's for the games or watching, you know, videos, you know, some, you know, cartoons, I mean, he would be asking for the iPad and be begging for it. You know, it would cry when I wouldn't give it to him.
While young children can be transfixed by television at home, iPads and similar tablet computers tend to travel outside the home, parents using the devices to keep their kids occupied and therefore quiet.
We take it with us. I mean, there was a time where we were using it to pacify them at restaurants. We don't do that anymore. But, you know, there's times when we're going on a long trip, we'll give them the iPad and let them watch it in the car.
Daniel Anderson is professor emeritus of psychology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, spending years researching the impact of television on children. He now has many concerns about iPads and toddlers.
As a society, we're conducting a gigantic experiment on our kids. And we have, in a way, we just have no idea how it's going to turn out. It's going to be some years before we even have a clue whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Some experts say not only is the jury still out on the impact of tablet computers on the very young, but it really hasn't been impaneled yet. Studies only now getting underway. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070, News Radio.